Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny, 473 and three quarters, March wheat down a penny and a quarter at 621 and a half, and March beans down a penny and a quarter at 1321. The 200-day moving average in March beans is at 1320. We took it out by a quarter of a cent overnight. We certainly wouldn't want to see a close under 1320 here today. We didn't see any export sales this morning. Egypt bought 480,000 metric tons of wheat all from Russia at 285 to 287 plus freight. They are getting some rains in northern Brazil, but you know they keep overestimating the amounts on these models, and there's supposed to be next week, you know, some pretty good rains, but. We really don't see that much, and the temperatures are still pretty hot. Right now, it looks like Mato Grosso alone, their production is going to be down 9.16 million metric tons from last year. The second corn crop down 25%. Now, all this is just in Mato Grosso, but certainly these production numbers are going to have to start to slip. We'll see really how much rain they get next week. You know, obviously the markets will be closed Monday. We'll have the long weekend. So the Tuesday should be a pretty interesting day out here. Crude oil is up another dollar a barrel here this morning as the Houthis tried to attack a couple more ships in the Red Sea. The Somalis hijacked one freighter. So things are heating up in that area, causing a more risk-off stance by a lot of the shippers out there. That's what's pushing this crude oil up. We're up about now $7 off the lows from just a few weeks ago. So, you know, overall, we're getting closer and closer to the long weekend. We'll see what the weekly export sales are tomorrow. They should be fairly decent for the beans. We'll see how much corn actually gets sold. But, you know, I think, you know, we've got more and more people going out on vacation. The funds don't seem to be all that interested in here right now. And, you know, a lot of their guys are going to be gone on vacation. So, you know, the problem with that is there's just nobody to take the other side of whatever they want to do. So the size of the move could be exaggerated by that. But generally, we ought to be relatively quiet. There's not a lot of earth-shaking news out there. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.